You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. My guest is Taylor Stewart. He's founder and director of the Oregon Remembrance Project. Through a new series of free sunshine trips, Taylor's organization is working to expand awareness of the histories of three southern Oregon cities that were once sundown towns. Welcome to the Exchange, Taylor.
Hey, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Well, for our listeners who don't know what a sundown town is, can you explain?
Yes, absolutely. Sundown towns were communities that purposefully excluded African Americans and other racial minorities from living in or simply passing through the community through a culture of fear, violence, and intimidation. And so through my organization, we launched a program called the Sunrise Project, where we aim to help former sundown towns develop these new identities as what we call sunrise communities, places where everyone can feel safe, respected, and like they can call that space their home. And so we've been operating the Sunrise Project in Southern Oregon communities for the last few years, hoping to make these communities more accessible, more welcoming places where everyone can feel like they can belong.
And what are some of these cities that you've been operating in?
So we have started the Sunrise Project in Grants Pass, Ashland, and then in Eastern Oregon in LeGrand and Pendleton. This year, we are marking 5 years of the Sunrise Project, which began in Grants Pass in 2021. And it's been so exciting to see, particularly we just celebrated Juneteenth in Grants Pass this past month. And it was such a wonderful event, and to see how far this work has come really brought a smile to so many of our hearts.
So tell me about these new sunshine trips.
Yes. So our newest program is called Sunshine Trips, where we are bringing African Americans from the Portland area to visit some of our Southern Oregon communities on free two-night visits. And the genesis behind this work is that, you know, so I live in Portland. I spent my whole life here. And for the majority of my life, I have always had a strong sense of being a Portlander. But it wasn't until my work through the Oregon Remembrance Project that I developed my own sense of being an Oregonian, because I spent time traveling, investing, and building relationships all around the state. And so my hope through this program is to offer that same opportunity to other Black Portlanders to expand their sense of home here in the state. And so starting with these trips to Coos Bay, Grants Pass, and Ashland, my hope is that we can develop people's greater sense of home here in the state because they have experience visiting communities that they may not have otherwise visited otherwise.
Okay, that makes sense, but why are they called sunshine trips when people are visiting former sundown towns?
Yes, so our hope is that as we try and build these communities that develop these new identities, the sunrise communities, our hope is that by visiting these communities, folks can start to see the sunshine that is starting to grow in these spaces. We know that the work of becoming a sunrise community is really a never-ending journey, but our hope is that these trips facilitate opportunities for people from Portland to see the rays of sunshine that are growing in these communities. We held our first trip in May to Ashland, and I'll share a little bit about how that sort of those rays of sunshine were illustrated in that. Just on our very first day, listening to the transformation amongst the conversation of our participants illustrated how they were able to feel that sunshine, and that when we first left Portland, the conversation was about how folks were hesitant visiting Southern Oregon. But after meeting folks in the community, particularly BASE, the conversation amongst our participants transformed to, wow, there's so many exciting things that are happening here. And then when we held our main event that first day, afterwards, the conversation shifted to, man, you know, I really wish my home community was more like this. And so that narrative transformation allowed folks to see the sunshine, hence why we hope we call these the sunshine trips.
Okay, so BASE is an organization here, Black Alliance and Social Empowerment, run by Vance Beach. And they've been doing very powerful work of transforming this region into a wonderfully inclusive place where families enjoy and getting together. And I think they run the Juneteenth Festival as well. So what I hear you saying is that these trips result or can produce a paradigm shift.
Absolutely. You know, our participants, so one of the things that we did on our Ashland trip is we visited Micah Blacklight's studio, where he is building his sculpture, Ancestors Future, Crystallizing Our Past, which will be unveiled hopefully in March 2027. And what was really exciting about these Sunshine trips is that everybody who went on the trip wants to come back for the sculpture unveiling, and they want to bring people with them as well. And so it is, not only did folks enjoy their trip and say, oh, you know, that was a good experience, but the main takeaway is that everybody wants to return to these communities, and particularly to bring other people with them. And so I'm excited to see that continual paradigm shift where Southern Oregon can feel like a place where they too can belong. You know, when we were planning these whole experiences, I had thought that the activities that we would do in communities would be what would anchor the participants to those spaces, but really it was the people. And our participants got to spend the weekend with members of Grants Pass, Ashland, and Medford. And it was those people, those in-person relationships that anchored folks to their experience in the community. And it really is just, it's people and it's relationships that make people feel like they can call a space their home.
So you're expanding the relational ecosystem from Portland through Southern Oregon.
That's my hope. And particularly, I have an eye on, I would love for us to feel a more unified Oregon Black diaspora. It sort of feels like we have Black Portlanders and then Black Oregonians who live outside of the Portland area. And I would really love for us to feel more of a wider unified connection to each other. Black Oregonians have claimed space in every corner of the state for the entirety of this state's history. And there are some incredibly remarkable stories of Black Oregonians in Southern, Eastern, Central Oregon. And I want us to be able to build connections so that we can really more so utilize our collective power. There's so few Black individuals in Oregon that we really need to be unified. And so my hope is that these Sunshine trips can start building more cross-state relationships so that we can have a greater, more unified Black Oregon diaspora.
My guest is Taylor Stewart. He's founder and director of the Oregon Remembrance Project, and he's leading a new series of free Sunshine trips that will connect Black residents of Portland with Southern Oregon cities. Taylor, how do you get other cities involved in the Sunshine Trip series?
So, you know, I think we're going to be slow in the expansion. Right now, we have focused more on the communities that the Oregon Remembrance Project has a history with, particularly because we have the relationships. And as I mentioned earlier, it really was the people that anchored people to that anchored participants to this experience. And so my hope is that, you know, as our work expands in Eastern Oregon, we will eventually be able to do some Sunshine trips to LeGrand and Pendleton. But right now, you know, I have learned we really want to hone in the program before we expand too far. And so right now, probably for the first 1, 2, 3 years, we'll be focused on Southern Oregon. And then hopefully one day we'll expand to Eastern Oregon as well.
It's interesting because when I tell people I live in Southern Oregon, I get a reaction that, you know, is incredulous. People just didn't believe or didn't know that Black people lived in Southern Oregon. And as you talk about Eastern Oregon, I kind of fight that inclination myself. I'm like, what? Black people in Eastern Oregon? So this connecting Black people across the diaspora. Why is that important again?
You know, for me, I think that this is particularly important in that I see Black Oregonians who live in rural Oregon as being sort of triple minoritized, because most Oregon investment goes towards the urban core, most Black-specific investment goes to North and Northeast Portland, and most rural investment goes to white communities. And I think that one way to increase the investment for Black rural Oregonians is for there to be a greater relationship amongst Black rural Oregonians and Black urban residents. And so my hope is that we can, you know, generate more investment because we have the state as a whole talking about where we need investment, particularly amongst the Black community. And so my hope, one-fold, is that this greater connection of a Black diaspora will lead to more proportional investment in Black rural Oregonian communities. But also, I hope that by developing this greater sense of an Oregon Black diaspora, Black folks in the Portland area will feel like they can travel the state. You know, growing up, my family and I, we went to the coast and Bend a few times. I never visited Southern or Eastern or most of Central Oregon growing up. And, you know, I'm 30 right now. And for nearly 25 of those 30 years, I didn't travel the state of Oregon, which means I missed out on so many incredible things. You know, I love traveling to Southern Oregon in the fall because it's so beautiful with the colors changing. And the last time I drove that way last year, I was like, man, there are so many people who don't get to experience this. There is so much natural beauty around our state, but it feels inaccessible to many individuals of color, and particularly African Americans, because of the history of racial exclusion in Oregon. And though the Oregon tourism industry may not have a literal whites-only sign, it is often experienced that way in practice. And so my hope through Sunshine Trips is that we can make Oregon tourism feel more accessible to communities of color, and specifically African Americans. And one way that we do that is by building these relationships that tether people and draw people into communities. And so I think these relationships will hopefully expand the sense of Oregon tourism for Black Portlanders.
Okay, so in our last 90 seconds or so, America just celebrated its 250th birthday, and many Oregonians still don't know the history of this state, particularly in the overall story of our country. How can the Oregon Remembrance Project address this memory deficit?
Yes, so remembrance is such an important part of our organizational plan, and we had our Juneteenth celebration in Grants Pass last month. And one thing we talked about is that Oregon was not going to get mentioned in the history of racism, history of racial justice in the United States at the 250th anniversary. But by golly, our hope is that we get mentioned in the 300th anniversary. And so I don't believe that we can understand racism in the United States apart from how it existed in Oregon, which means we also can't understand the history of racial justice in the United States apart from how it existed in Oregon. And so my hope is to use our platform to elevate the incredible story of racial justice that has happened here in the state so that we can be a part of the national conversation. Because if the United States wants to learn how to reconcile its history of racial exclusion, Oregon should be a leader on that. And so I hope that through the Sunrise Project, we can become an example for communities around the country on what it means to create communities where folks can feel like they can belong regardless of racial identity.
Okay, we have about 30 seconds left. How can our listeners learn more about the Oregon Remembrance Project and get involved and support your work?
Yes, please find us at our website at OregonRemembrance.org or follow our work on social media. We are starting to be a little bit more active there, and we would love to have folks join us. And in particular, for listeners in the Rogue Valley area, we will be doing our Grants Pass Sunshine Trip October 2nd through the 4th. And we will be participating in Art Along the Rogue. And we hope that you will join us in our art project about the Sunrise Project, and we would love to see you there.
Okay, that's all the time we have. Thanks, Taylor.
Thank you so much, Mike.